Well, good morning, Northwoods. How's everybody doing this morning? We are the Frozen Chosen this morning. You know, but I figure if the Bears can pack 70,000 people and the people will pay money to go sit outdoors for a football game today, I think we can come together and worship Jesus. Amen? All right, so great to see everybody. Today is one of my favorite Sundays because it is Child Blessing Sunday. And so we have several families here with their beautiful children that we're going to bless. And we do this following Jesus' example. Remember, there's a time in the Bible where many people were bringing their children to Jesus, and the disciples said, no, get the children out of here. And Jesus said, no, don't stop them. Let the little children come to me. And Jesus blessed them. And so following Jesus' example, we're doing the same thing today. And so we're going to start over here with little Allison over here. Allison is 4 months old, and she is a cutie. Look at this little girl, Allison. So the week of child blessings, I always like to begin to just pray and ask the Lord for a scripture for each child. And the scripture that I've been praying for Allison this week comes out of 1 John 3:18. It says, little children, let us not love in word, love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth. And so, Allison, I've been praying that you would be someone who's not just a hearer of the word, but someone who's a doer of the word. That the hallmark of your life is that you don't just talk the talk with Jesus, you walk the walk. And so I pray blessing over you in Jesus' name. Amen. There you go, Allison. What a guys. This right here is Lola. I know Lola. Can I hold you, Lola? What do you think? No? Okay. That's all right. I love your dress, Lola. So the scripture for Lola comes out of Proverbs 31:30, and I've always loved this verse. It says, charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. And so, Lola, I've just been praying that the number one thing people recognize about you is, yes, that you're beautiful, but at the end of the day, the number one thing would be that you have a heart for Jesus Christ, and they can see that you are committed to him. And so I pray you'd walk with him all the days of your life. I pray blessing on you now in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks, guys. Yep, right here. Okay, this is Holden, and he is 1 month old. Look at this handsome guy right here. So little Holden, and you know, when I was thinking about his name, the scripture that came to mind was out of Psalm 139, verses 9 and 10. It says this, if I rise on the wings of dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. And so, Holden, I've been praying that you would always know that your life belongs to the Lord, and that you would always know that he is holding you in his hands. And I pray that it would bring you great joy, peace, and comfort all your life. I pray blessing on you in the name of Jesus. Amen. There you go. Spit up a little bit. There you go. All right. This right here is Braxton. He just turned 3. Can I hold you, Braxton? What do you think? You want to stand? You just want daddy to hold you. Okay, that's all right. All right, Braxton just turned 3, just had a birthday party. He's excited. Braxton, the scripture that came to mind for you in the book of Acts says that, talks about the people in the ancient city of Ephesus, and it says, the name of the Lord Jesus was held in high honor. And so, Braxton, I've just prayed that the name of Jesus would always be first place in your life, and that you would hold his name higher above any other name in your life, that you'd give his name honor. And I pray he'd bless you for it. So I bless you now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. All right, and then we got 2 brothers here. Bennett, how you doing, man? What do you think? Okay, all right. All right, I'm about, 2 for 5 today? Okay, all right. So Bennett, I love the hair, man. All right, so Bennett, Matthew 5:8 says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. And Bennett, I've been praying that the Lord would give you a sensitive heart, that you would always have a pure heart before him, and that you would have a clear vision of who Jesus Christ is in your life. I pray blessing on you in Jesus' name. Amen. Yep. And then I'll come over here. This is Bennett's brother, Liam. How you doing, buddy? So Liam, the scripture for you came out of Psalm 18, where it says, "The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation and my stronghold." And so, Liam, I just pray that as you go through your life, whenever you encounter struggles, as all of us do at different times, I pray that you would always know that the Lord is your rock, and he would be the one that you would always run to, and you would know him as your defender and your shield in this life. I pray blessing on you. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen. All right. Good morning, Northwoods. How's everybody doing this morning? You doing good? Good to see you. You're the frozen chosen this morning, aren't we? You know, I just think about last night, what we're going to do today, and I just kind of figured, you know, if 70,000 people are going to pay to go sit outside and watch the Chicago Bears today, I think we can come together inside and worship the Lord. Amen? Amen. All right. So today is one of my favorite Sundays of the year because it is Child Blessing Sunday. And so we have several families and their children up here with us today. And we do child blessings following Jesus' example. Remember, there was a time in the Bible when there are many people bringing their children to Jesus, and the disciples tried to stop them and said, get those kids out of here. He doesn't have time for them. And Jesus said, no. Let the little children come to me. And he brought the children to him, and he blessed them. And so following Jesus' example, we take each of these children and we bless them in the name of Jesus. So we're gonna start over here. This is little Zoe. Zoe is, remind me, you said 6 weeks? Okay, I'll let her stay. Wait, you want me to hold it? Here we go. We'll see. We'll see how this goes. Did you see what just happened? She came into my hand and stopped crying. Okay, here we go. Little Zoe. Zoe is 6 weeks old. And what I like to do for each child during the week is I just pray a scripture for them. And the scripture that I had for Zoe came out of Deuteronomy 32:47, where Moses said, he's talking about the commandments of the Lord to the Israelites. And he said, hey, these aren't just idle words for you. They are your life. And Zoe, I pray that God's word wouldn't just be words on a page to you, wouldn't just be some book, but that it would be, you would see them as your very life. And so I pray blessing over you in Jesus' name. Amen. There you go. Yep. All right. Next up, we have Gia. She is 7 months, and look at her. She's a cutie. How you doing, Gia? You see everybody out there? All right. So Gia, the scripture for her came out of 2 Chronicles 16:9. I've always loved this verse. It says, "For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him." And Gia, I pray that I've been praying all week that you would be one whose heart is given to Jesus and your heart is fully committed to him, and that you'd always be committed to him all the days of your life. I pray blessing over you in Jesus' name. Amen. This here is little Whitaker, and he is 7 months old, and he is a redhead. And so I told him beforehand, hey, redheads gotta stick together, man. So for Whitaker, there was a scripture in the book of Esther, and it talking about Mordecai. It says he was second in rank and preeminent among the Jews and held in high esteem by many fellow Jews because he worked for the good of his people and spoke up for their welfare. And so Whitaker, I was just praying that you would be one who not only knows the Lord, but that you would speak up for the good of those around you, that you'd be an advocate for others. And so I pray blessing on you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Yep, this here is Rosalie. They call her little Rosie. Look at this beautiful bow. She's a cutie. Rosie is 6 months. And Bible says in Exodus 15:2, "The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation and he is my God. I will praise him and I will exalt him. And so, Rosie, I've just been praying that not only would you know about God, but you would say that he is my God and he is the one whom I praise. And that would be the hallmark of your life. And so, Rosie, I pray blessing on you in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, this right here is little Miles, and he's got the curly hair. I like it. Miles is 4 months old. And so in Isaiah 40, 31, it says, those who hope in the Lord, I've always loved this verse, will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. And so Miles, I pray that you would not only know the Lord, but you would know exactly what Isaiah is talking about, that when you put your hope in him, that you would know that your strength comes from him and that you would run and not grow weary with the Lord. I pray this in the name of Jesus, and I pray blessing over you. Amen. All right, next we have Magnolia, and looks like she's asleep. That's okay. We'll let her sleep. Little Magnolia. How old's Magnolia?
17 months.
17 months. Okay. Magnolia, 1 Corinthians 9:24 says, do not know that in a race all runners run, but only one gets the prize. Run in such a way as to get the prize. And so, Magnolia, I've been praying that you would be one who runs after Jesus Christ. You're committed to him, and you have your eyes on eternity and living for him with your life. I pray blessing on you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, it's your turn. All right, this right here is Mary Claire. How old are you, Mary Claire? 4. Okay, I like it. All right, here's the verse I was praying for you right here. 1 Timothy 4:12, it says, don't let anyone look down on you because you're young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. And so, Mary Claire, I'm praying for you this week, and I pray for you now, that you would be one who always sets the example for others, and that you set a Christ-like example for others in all that you do. And so I pray blessing on you now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Oh, I forgot we got little Nico here too. Okay. What do you think, Nico? Can I hold you? Okay. All right. You good with that? All right. This is Nico. And for Nico, 1 Corinthians 15:57, but thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And Nico, I've been praying that victory, that would be kind of the word for your life, that you would know victory in all things because you know Jesus Christ. And so I pray blessing on you now in the name of Jesus. Amen. There you go, buddy. Thanks, guys. See you later. All right. Next up, we have Gia Mendoza. Hi, Gia. What do you think? Okay. All right. That's all right. I love your dress, Gia. For Gia, 2 Timothy 2:1 says, you therefore, my child, be strong in the grace that is Jesus Christ. And so, Gia, I pray that you would have an inner strength that comes from knowing Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and that you would be strong and walk in his grace. And it's in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray his blessing over you. Amen. Give it up for Gia. And this right here is Vivian. How old is Vivian? 5 months. Okay. I got to visit Vivian in the hospital when she was born. It's a special one. Romans 14:7-8 says, for none of us live for ourselves alone, and none of us die for ourselves alone. If we live, we live for the Lord. And if we die, we die for the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. And Vivian, I've been praying for you that you would always know that you belong to the Lord, and that your life would be one that whatever you're doing, you're always committed to him. I love it. I pray blessing on you now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Yeah, guys.